Black and White program with Fibber McGee and Molly. Makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn, with music by the Kingsmen and Billy Mills Orchestra. One simple sentence that's worth repeating over and over again. To take better care of your things, try waxing them. With replacements more and more difficult, it's just downright common sense to make things last, keep them clean, protect them against wear. Dust and dirt, you know, wear things out more than anything else. That's why I say take better care of your things by waxing them. Give your floors, furniture, and woodwork a protective shield of genuine Johnson's wax. Protect all wood, leather, and enamel surfaces with this same wax polish. Every application of Johnson's Wax gives not only protection, but brings out the natural beauty of the finish. Floors that are regularly waxed grow lovelier every year, and they never need expensive refinishing. There are 100 extra labor-saving uses in your home for genuine Johnson's Wax, which you can buy from your dealer in one of three forms: paste, liquid, or cream. Poker is pretty much of a man's game. Trying to get out of the house for an evening to play poker is also a man's game. And here, taking a hand in it, we find Fibber McGee of Fibber McGee and Molly.
These doggone executive meetings. I don't know why they have to ring me in on all of them.
Well, why don't you just refuse to go, dearie?
Oh, I couldn't do that. I can't let them down. They're depending on me.
Oh.
Look, why don't you go to a movie or something? I don't know how late I'll be out. You know how these things are.
Oh, I don't think there's anything I want to see, McGee. What's that to be you?
A couple of guys I never heard of. Saw their names out in front of the theater today. I thought I knew everybody in vaudeville, too.
What are their names?
Matt Daly and Pop Tritis.
Oh.
Why don't you go see them?
No, I don't believe I will, McGee, but I'll tell you what I will do.
What?
I'll come with you. You can go into your old meeting, and I'll sit outside in the lobby with a magazine and wait for you.
No, that won't do. This meeting might last till way after midnight. As a matter of fact, I think it will.
What's the meeting about?
What's it about? Well, it's
a war effort.
Oh.
We'll probably discuss stuff like labor problems. A lot of the members of the Elks are businessmen and factory owners, and they all want to see if they can get some good hands. You know, to work.
In the factories and stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to lay his cards on the table. We're going to try and see that everybody gets a square deal.
Well, now, isn't that grand? I'm proud of you, dearie, for wanting to do your bit.
Oh, shucks. It's nothing that any red-blooded American boy wouldn't do.
I only hope we can do some good.
Well, I wouldn't gamble on it.
What do you mean, gamble?
Well, I mean, these meetings are liable to be so much talk and so little action.
Oh, we'll get some action, all right. I'll lay a bet on that.
Good for you. I'll just stay home here.
Hey, maybe this is somebody that'll stay and spend the evening with you. Come in.
Hi, mister. Hi, Miss McGee.
Hi, sis.
Hello, little girl.
I haven't got time to stand and talk to you now, sis. I got to go out to a meeting.
Oh, my daddy's going out, too. He says he's going to do some research.
Research?
Mm-hmm. He says he's finally going to find out if it's scientifically possible to fill an inside straight. What's an inside straight, mister?
Well, of course I...
That's a poker hand, little girl. And if it'll save your father any trouble, you can tell him he can only fill one once in 13,789 draws.
I didn't know you knew so much about poker, Molly.
Why, I love to play poker, dearie. And I think it's pretty selfish of the men to want to play by themselves all the time.
Yes, I imagine.
My daddy says women color up the game.
Oh.
Yeah. He says they always want to play fancy poker games like grocery store and baseball and duck on a rock.
Duck on a rock? That's a new one on me, sis. What kind of poker game is that?
Everything wild but the ace of spades.
For a kid your age, sis, you really get around.
Well, see, my daddy plays cards all the time, I betcha.
Oh.
He's always making excuses to get out of the house so he can play poker.
He does, huh? Imagine that.
You know, I think that's ridiculous. Now, if a man wants to go out once in a while to play cards with his men friends, why doesn't he just say so?
You mean that, Molly?
Why, of course I do. That doesn't apply to you, though, dearie, because you always lose your shirt.
Oh, I don't know.
My daddy does, too, I betcha.
Hmm?
My mama says we're going to have the doors in our house made bigger on account of my daddy's always coming home in a barrel. Are you going to see my daddy tonight, mister?
Who, me? Why?
No. Mr. McGee is going to an executives meeting at the Elks Club, little girl.
Yes, I'm
yeah,
one of the...
Yeah, but my daddy said...
Never mind what your daddy said. I got too much to do to waste my time. Hey, where are you going, Molly?
Well, I've got a cake in the oven, McGee. Now, you leave whenever you like. I'll be all right, dearie.
Okay, I'll let you know before I go. Now, look here, sis. You better run along because I'm pretty busy. I got an important meeting tonight.
Okay, mister. But I thought my daddy said you were going to be one of the...
Please, sis, never mind what your daddy says. I guess I know what I'm going to do tonight. Now, you run along. You talk too much.
Okay. But if you want to stop at our house on your way to the meeting and bring your stuff, my daddy will give you a lift, I'll let you.
Give me a lift with what stuff?
I don't know, mister. Some dirty clothes, I guess.
Doggone it, why should I stop by your house with some old clothes?
Mister, all I know is what my daddy said. Well,
what did he say?
He said he was looking forward to taking you to the cleaners.
Oh, for goodness sakes, McGee, stop fidgeting.
Well, gee whiz, doggone it. I hate to go out to a meeting and leave you here all alone. I feel like a deserter.
Well, don't be like that. Maybe your meeting will break up early.
I don't think so. We got a lot of important things to consider tonight. For instance, you know that cat that they keep around the Elks Club to catch mice?
Yes.
Well, she's been getting pretty thin lately. Ain't been fed properly.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it takes a big special meeting of grown men to sit around arguing about who's going to feed the kitty.
Yes, it does.
See, I'll get it. Hello? Oh, hello, Abigail, darling. Yes. No, he's going out to a committee meeting at the Elks Club tonight. No, I'm just going to stay home. What? Oh, yes. Yes, come on over and we'll talk. Yes, goodbye, Abigail.
What's that old bass fiddle unstrung about?
Well, she just wanted to know what I was doing this evening. She might come over a little later.
Oh, that's swell. You girls can have a fine old time chinning. With your one chin and Uppy's three, you can have a four-way conversation.
For goodness sakes, will you stop fretting about what I'm doing, going to do this evening?
Well, I know, Molly, but I...
You got me all fussed here.
Yeah.
I've been by myself before.
Yeah,
dearie.
I know, but...
I won't play with matches. I won't put beans in my ears. I won't mark up the wallpaper. Now, stop worrying.
Well, gee whiz, it's just that I feel kind of guilty running out on you like this.
Heavenly days, if you have to go to a meeting, you have to go, that's all. Besides, if I... Come in.
Hello there, kids. Hey, you know anything about weddings?
Well, we had one once, if that makes us experts, old-timer.
What was it you wanted to know, Mr. Old-timer?
Me and Bessie are stepping off one of these days, daughter, and we want to do it right. Who's supposed to pay for what?
Well, the groom buys the bride's bouquet and the presents for the best man and the ushers.
Ushers? What do you think we're getting married at a movie?
I see where this is going to be an informal wedding. And you're picking a bum time for it, too, old-timer.
What you mean, Johnny?
Who's going to spend three ration coupons just so they can throw rice at a couple of chumps? Who's tying any of their old shoes on the back of an automobile with no gasoline in it?
Don't let him discourage you, Mr. Oldtimer. You and Bessie go ahead and get married. Where's it going to be, at the bride's home?
That good etiquette?
Why, sure it is. On account of so often the groom is living at the YMCA.
Then you'll want about four ushers, four bridesmaids, two flower girls, a maid of honor, a best man, and a ring bearer.
They're going to be kind of hard to handle, daughter.
Why?
Bessie and her old man live in a trailer. Guess maybe we better just sneak out to a justice of peace someplace.
Oh, I wish we could be there as witnesses.
You gotta have witnesses?
Why, certainly. Why not?
Mm-hmm. What if you want to get out of it later? Won't witnesses be kind of embarrassing?
Now, don't talk like that. Aren't you and Bessie in love with each other?
Oh, daughter, every time I see Bessie, my heart goes bumpity-bumpity-bump. I get short of breath. My hands tremble. My mouth gets dry. Hey, is that love or am I smoking too much?
Well, they're both expensive habits. Hey, what does this Bessie look like, old-timer?
Have you got a snapshot of her we could see?
Sure have, kids. Got a Lulu right here. Bessie's sunbathing behind the trailer. Here, take a look.
Mm.
That's Bessie on the left. Trailer's on the right.
Say, this picture's so faint I can't make it out, Mr. Oldtimer.
Yeah, it ain't very good at that, don't it? Must have been overexposed when I developed it.
Oh, you do your own developing. Where's your dark room?
My what?
Your dark room. Don't you have a dark room to develop your pictures in?
Oh, no. Too much trouble, daughter. I get the same effect by blindfolding myself. Kids, I'll let you know when a happy day comes. Here comes the groom. Here comes the groom. Hold up, hold it.
Oh, oh, my gosh, I almost forgot. Hey, Molly, where's the checkbook?
It's in my purse, dearie. What do you want the checkbook for?
Oh, well, something might come up at the meeting tonight where I might need a few bucks. You know, a donation to some charity or something. Besides, the stakes are usually pretty high.
Stakes? What stakes?
Oh, I mean, if the meeting lasts too long, sometimes we send out for hamburger steaks.
Oh.
And if we don't have enough chips, potato chips, well, gee whiz, I want to pay my share. All the other fellas are...
Hello, folks.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, Junior. What can we do for you?
I just want to remind you, Fibber, about that poker...
Oh, yes, about that poker. Yeah, yeah. Well, the blacksmith says he'll have it ready about the first of the week.
What?
Yeah. See, Molly, the last time I was over at Wilcox's house, I tried to fix the fire in the fireplace and bent the poker all out of shape. Guess I don't know my own strength. Teach me a good lesson.
Yes, sirree, it surely will.
Say, what are you getting so red in the face about, McGee? Sure. What's a little poker between friends?
That's what I say. He'll pay for it, won't you, Pepper?
Well, I usually do. Why, certainly, certainly. Certainly I'll pay for it.
Say, are you going to the executive meeting at the Elks Club tonight, Mr. Wilcox?
What executive?
You know, Junior, the annual, the meeting that was scheduled for the big meeting.
No, I don't think I can attend a committee meeting tonight.
Oh.
I've got to meet an old auntie tonight.
Oh. Isn't that nice? Say, if you're coming near here, Mr. Wilcox, bring her in. I'll give you some coffee and cake. What's your auntie's name?
Philpott. she's one of the...
Doggone it, Junior. What are you standing around here for, gabbing about your relatives? Don't try to cover up with a lot of idle conversation.
Cover up what, McGee?
Well, gee whiz, we know what he's here for. Why don't you get at it? He ain't fooling anybody.
Okay, pal, you asked for it.
Let's have it.
Give your kitchen linoleum a new deal with Johnson's self-polish and glow coat next time you have a full house for a card party. Enjoy that royal flush of pride you'll get from a clean, sparkling kitchen floor. See how easily spots and footprints wipe right off a glow-coated linoleum. How much more sanitary your kitchen is with the floor surface wax-sealed against dust and dirt. If you spill something off a tray, it can't raise the deuce with your linoleum. Because Glow Coat is aces in protection. Get a container of Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat today. It's your dealer's choice. So long, folks. I'll see you.
Shaking like a leaf. What's the matter?
Oh, I get so mad at that guy. Don't you know what he was trying to do? Trying to get my goat with all them card terms just because I bent his cheap old poker.
Oh, don't be so sensitive. You're as thin-skinned as a toy balloon. Now, you run along to your meeting. I've got some mending to do.
I wish you'd get somebody to come over and stay a while or go to a movie or something. Gee, where's
McGee, don't be so silly. Why are you so anxious to have me do something tonight?
Well, it ain't fair for me to have all the... I mean, for me to go out and maybe stay so late and all. I just thought...
Heavenly days, who on earth is that now?
McGee. Uh-oh. It's that Spanish girl that moved in down the street. The one that her brother is a pilot from South America.
Oh, she's sweet. Yeah. Come in.
Ay, buenas tardes, mis queridos amigos. Do you memorize me?
Hi, sis. Sure, we memorize, or you bet we remember you.
Well, it's nice to see you again. How's your brother?
My brother? Oh, he's sitting down on top of the world, gracias. They have made him a captain now, and he is very proud to be so rank.
You mean proud of his rank, sis?
Oh, see. I still make one or two little mistakes with my English. But my honker says I am learning very fastly.
Your what?
My honker. I have a special honker for English.
Honker? Oh, you mean tutor, sis?
Oh. Tutor. He also tutes my brother Carlos.
Now, look, dearie, I don't think we even know each other's names. I'm Mrs. McGee, and this is my husband, Mr. McGee.
Ay, tengo tantísimo gusto en conocerles a ustedes dos que son tan simpáticos. My name is Moreno, Rosita Moreno.
Oh, I'm glad to know you, sis. You married?
No, señor. Many times I have been proposed at, but never am I marrying somebody until I have my head over my heel in love. It is a serious thing for a girl to go from singlehood to marriedhood.
It certainly is, dearie. In marriage, it's a case of look before you leap and then walk around if you have time. But what was it we could do for you?
You mean, why are you visiting me in your house? Well, I am just murdering some time until Carlos is coming home. So I think I will butt myself in on those very nice people down the street. Oh, I hope you're not bothering me.
Sis, you drop in any time and practice your new English. I might pick up a little Spanish at the same time. I'm pretty good at languages. Overseas in the last war, I learned to parley move French like a native.
Yeah, like a native Hawaiian. Say, you must bring your brother over sometime, too, Miss Marino.
Oh, please call me Rosita. With friends, if it is foolish to stand on formaldehyde.
Formality, Rosita.
Oh, sí. Formality. Gracias.
Yeah. Well, how do you say you're welcome in Spanish?
De nada.
De nada.
That's it.
See how quick I pick it up, Molly?
You're wonderful, McGee. You ought to be appointed our next ambassador to Peru, Indiana. Now, don't forget, Rosita, you and your brother come over any time.
Oh, muchas gracias, señora. I will tell Carlos, and he will be very delightful. To know I have been making good friends with close neighbors, he will kick himself out of his boots.
He'll what?
Maybe I mean he will hand himself a good kick.
No, I don't think you mean that.
He will give himself a pat on the back with his foot.
No, that isn't exactly...
Oh, I know. He will get out of it big with a kick.
Do you mean he'll get a big kick out of it?
Oh, sí, ay, pero qué tonta soy, qué cabeza tengo. Bueno, ya me voy. Muchísimas gracias por todo y hasta mañana, amigos.
Come again?
Thank you. I will.
Oh,
King's man and murder, he says.
Boy and girl used to bill and coo back in 1892. Billing and cooing is corny today. Boy meets girl and right away.
He says murder, he says.
When they meet,
she says murder, she says.
Beat your feet,
they say murder.
Hey, hey. Is that the language of love? She says solid, she says. Meaning his arm, solid, he says. Meaning her charm, solid, they say.
Hey, hey.
Is that the language of love? He says, chick, chick, you torture me, zoot.
Are we living?
Shoot me the snoot for a kiss. She says, dick, dick, the jump the old picker is given.
What kind of a ransom is this?
Hep, hep.
He says, murder.
When he holds her tight, she says, murder.
And he says, good night.
Now, if they keep it up in that impossible tone, he'll bring on nobody's murder but their Jackson, he says, shoot me the rights. Jackson, he says, make with the spikes. Jackson, he says, now who the heck is Jackson? He says, hep, hep with helium, babe, now we're cooking.
And other things to wit.
Quote, get in the groove-a-roo, jump where you're looking.
Unquote,
his uppers don't fit. He says, murder, not a date. Jackson, digging gates, solid man. I'd like to catch him along. I'd make that murder he talks about exclusively his
own. Now, I guess I better be leaving any minute now.
Fine, run along, dearie.
You sure you don't want to go to a movie or something?
McGee, for the 10,000th time, I tell you, I'll be perfectly happy. Now get along to your own committee meeting.
You won't worry if I'm kind of late.
No, but you've aged 10 years worrying about whether I'd worry or not. Get along with you.
Okay, but gee, I wish you'd just...
Oh, dear, now who? Come in.
Hello, Mrs. McGee. Hello, Mr. McGee.
Hi, Wimple. Oh, Bruiser.
How are you, Mr. Wimple?
Oh, healing up nicely, thank you, Mr. Wimple. I just met a friend of Mr. McGee's, and I promised him I'd remind Mr. McGee of the date he had tonight.
Oh, yeah, sure. Date with the executive committee at the Elks. Sure. Well, thanks, Wimp. Much obliged. Well, how's everything going with your physical culture work?
Just splendidly, Mr. McGee. See how I'm filling out?
Oh, that reminds me, dearie. Our laundry bag didn't come back this week. Where do you work out with your gymnastics, Mr. Wimple?
Oh, I fixed up a dandy little gym down in our coal bin, Mrs. McGee.
Makes it kind of tough when you fall off a trapeze or something, don't it, Wimp?
Oh, no, it's soft coal.
Oh.
That's nice, but that isn't a very healthy place to exercise.
I should say not, Wimp. You got to have fresh air. Work out in your bedroom or someplace. Open the window and take great big deep breaths, like this.
No, I couldn't.
You couldn't take deep breaths?
I couldn't open the window. But I will very soon now. I'm getting stronger every day. Last week, I only weighed 78 pounds, and guess what I weigh now?
I could never guess.
77. I'm just burning off the fat. And see how much straighter I'm standing? Sweetie Face is teaching me to keep my shoulders back.
How's she teaching you?
Oh, she throws me down on my face, puts her knee in my back, and pulls up on my shoulders.
Heavenly day.
Hey, you can get a busted clavicle that way, Wimp.
Oh, no. I always think before the bone actually breaks.
Doesn't your wife take it easy when you faint?
Oh, yes, indeed. This morning when I came to, there she was, standing over me, wringing her hands.
Oh, and what did you say?
I couldn't say anything. She had my neck between them.
Goodness sakes, Mr. Wimple, I don't know how you stand it. Didn't you ever think of leaving?
Oh, yes, I had, Mrs. McGee. One summer, I spent every afternoon sitting on a curbstone out in front, hoping some gypsies would steal me. They never did. Well, I've got to be going now.
Where to, Wimp?
I've got to meet Seedy Face down at the feed store.
Oh, is she buying feed?
No, she's just getting weighed. Well, goodbye now.
More people come in to remind you of that committee meeting, McGee. Must be very important.
Oh, it is. And I better be getting down there, too. I got a superstition about being there for the first hand.
First hand?
I want first hand information about...
For goodness sakes, come in. Oh, hello, Abigail.
How do you do, Mr. McGee and Mr. McGee?
Hi, Effie. Glad to see you. Wiggle out of the minks and swing the body on a stool. Slip your shoes off, too, if you like. Only 3 pair a year, you know. You're pretty heavy on them.
Thank you.
You girls will excuse me if I duck along, won't you? I've got an important committee meeting at the Elks, Uppy.
Go right along, Miss McGee. I have managed to struggle through 23 hours and 55 minutes of the day without your magnetic personality. I think I shall survive the other 5 minutes.
Thank you. Hey, are you sure it's okay with you, Molly, if I don't get home very early? These meetings are after...
No. Now run along and don't come home till you get good and ready. I'll be perfectly all right.
Okay, well, so long, Uppy.
Good evening, Mr. McGee.
And, I almost forgot. You didn't give me the checkbook, Molly.
I haven't time to look for it now, dearie.
Well, okay. Well, so long, Molly. See you later.
McGee, you didn't kiss me goodbye.
Huh? Goodbye. I'll see you later.
Well, come, my dear. We shall have to hurry. We're 10 minutes late now.
Where is the bingo game tonight, Abigail?
At Gladys Mills. You'd better bring about $5. I lost $3.75 the last time.
Well, I've got the checkbook in my purse. Where's my hat? Here it is. I'm ready, Abigail. My, I've been looking forward to this ever since he called me up.
But how about Mr. McGee? Will his committee meeting take long?
Committee meeting, my clavicle. He's headed for a poker game, Abigail. I've been trying to get him out of here for an hour. Come on, let's go, dear.
I made an interesting discovery last week. I was talking with two ladies about their housekeeping. You know how easy it is for me to keep changing the subject until we finally get around to Johnson's wax or self-polishing glow coat. Well, it seems that both of these women had been using Johnson's glow coat on their linoleum floors for a long time and were enthusiastic about it. They knew it saved them hours of work, kept their floors beautiful, and protected them against wear. But they didn't realize that the regular use of glow coat actually makes linoleum wear 6 to 10 times longer. In fact, the primary reason for using glow coat or Johnson's paste or liquid wax is this protection it gives to floor surfaces. The beauty that goes with it is like a special dividend. And right now, when we need to make our things last, it's important to keep all linoleum protected regularly with Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. The floor polish that shines as it dries without rubbing or buffing.
At the Elks, dearie.
Oh, very, very good. I hope you didn't have too dull an evening with Uppy yourself.
Well, to tell the truth, we went out to a bingo game.
Huh?
I lost $2.60.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, to tell the truth, I was playing poker. I won $12.
Well, while we're telling the truth, I knew you were playing poker.
What? What was the idea of kidding me along?
Well, I knew you'd have more fun if you thought you were getting away with something. I wish I'd have gone with you.
Huh?
Abigail just sits there with no expression whatsoever.
Poker face?
I was tempted to once or twice.
Good night.
Good night, all.
The characters of the old-timer and Wallace Wimple heard on this program were played by Bill Thompson. This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax Clinic for Home and Industry, inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night. This program has reached you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.